Greater Kandahar, a region defined by common culture and history, stretches across southern Afghanistan, encompassing several provinces, including Helmand and its capital, Lashkar Gah. Until recently, the city was a significant base of operations to US-led coalition forces and the Afghan National Army. It saw some of the most intense fighting of the almost 20-year war. Since the Taliban's earliest days, the South has remained a stronghold, which the new Taliban governor says has eased the transition of power.
The security situation, thank God, in Helmand is stable. The entire population are mujahideen and standing with the Taliban and welcoming us. That's why the situation is normal and has not been a problem at all, because the people are with us. If you look at the situation, you would think that things have been normal for a couple of years.
Lashkar Gah escaped widespread damage as the Afghan army was defeated in August. Parts of destroyed Humvees and armored vehicles are what remained from the final battles. Most people gathered at the local square spoke in favor of the Taliban takeover.
For sure, no one was happy with the previous government, but everybody is happy with the return of the Taliban. Everyone is in agreement. All Muslims around the world are rejoicing.
Opposition to the government of former President Ashraf Ghani in this deeply conservative region was compounded by allegations of atrocities and corruption. People here witnessed governments use excessive force to crush dissent in rural areas where they struggle to stamp their authority. Traveling north to Sangin, we find more fragile hope in the ruins of war. British, US and Afghan forces spent years fighting the Taliban. For this bombarded town and district, costing countless civilian lives.
As soon as the Afghan National Army fled Sangin, the Taliban allowed the people to return. People came back with whatever they had, and even borrowed money to start work to rebuild their destroyed shops and homes.
It is not going to be an easy task ruling Afghanistan. There is a looming threat of a drought, not to mention the economic crisis. But most people here will tell you that they are determined to put Afghanistan back on its feet. International help, though, will be crucial to rescuing an economy on the brink of collapse. And one big question hanging over foreign aid is how women, girls and minorities will be treated now that the Taliban is back. Kamal Haider, Al Jazeera, Southern Afghanistan.